Now there goes the Blackhawk, right?
Yep, this is it coming up. They're throttling up those engines. They grab that handle, the two handles right above the head. And that's
they
where they're
squeeze them, or do they just pull them forward?
Them forward. They're like
why
little
is there,
levers.
There's one for right and one for left,
yeah,
right?
One engine on the left, one engine on the right. Dual jet engines.
So why would you want one to be stronger or weaker than the other?
Don't. It's just if you had to kill one, you've always got
one. You'll...
That's the redundancy.
Can you still fly one like that?
Yes.
Really?
That's why they built it that way. You can fly with just one engine.
No kidding.
Right.
Probably don't have as much maneuverability.
Right, but it gets you home. That's the key.
Oh, my gosh. That's
the key.
Wow. Now, usually I can tell when the rotors start turning.
No,
sometimes you can't.
The rotor, nothing's turning. It. What they're doing is they're warming up the engine.
Uh-huh.
And they're pressurizing everything.
Gotcha.
And when they get, it's like a diesel engine, you have to glow it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what, it's not the same, but it's the same principle.
Right, right. You got to warm it up.
Yeah, they're warming up everything, getting the jet fuel going through the engines.
Yep.
Turning the little turbine. And then once they get that going, then they'll engage the motor, and that's what turns, and that's those levers, that's what engages the blades.
Yeah.
It's like the gear shift on a car.
Uh-huh.
Basically. And then they use the collective to as their throttle. Instead of the gas pedal, that's their gas pedal, the one that's on the left, and it rotates left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Like a handlebar.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that one has the motorcycle thing. Throttle too,
kind of
like the old one.
The other one was sure enough you had to rotate.
Right, right.
This one you pull it up to a certain thing,
gotcha.
It'll click.
Gotcha.
And then it'll hover right by itself just with that.
Wow, I'd love to do that
then,
just by myself. That
and
is
then,
fun.
And then you just pull the handle up and down, and that's what gives it the power.
Gotcha.
The, over there, you've got a rope. You've got to actually rotate the throttle.
Wow. What happens in the other one if you get a hand cramp or something?
Oh, yeah.
Take
they got
over.
A lock.
Yeah.
They got a position lock, so you don't have
I was going to say.
Yeah, because it's just like a motorcycle.
Wow.
You get that wrist.
Yeah.
It's hurting after a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
But just think about in a helicopter, you're constantly falling.
Exactly.
So you're always compensating.
Right. Wow. I still wish we could get closer. I feel like we're too far away.
We're not that far. We're just about 10 feet from where we were.
It feels like we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, man. I'd love to lay down on the ground and have that thing take off. It'd be awesome. Now, the one with the skids, it just goes straight up and down because it doesn't have anything to roll with, right?
Right, right. It lifts up off the ground,
and then
he
tilts forward.
To tilt forward to get his momentum.
That's what I'm used to.
Right.
What I'm used to thinking of.
Like this is just more like a regular,
more like a plane, yeah.
Because
they can actually taxi with this thing, I guess.
Yes, you certainly can.
But the rotors don't turn while they're taxiing.
He just moved the levers in the center.
Uh-huh.
He's about to engage the
rotors.
The rotors.
Now, which one starts spinning first, the tail rotor or the?
They'll both start at the same time because they're both tied to the same
engine.
Okay. The gearbox.
Okay.
The transfer case sends down the back of the aircraft.
Yeah.
That's the tail rotor, the drive,
gotcha.
And then
gotcha.
There's a big center drive shaft that comes out of the top gearbox, and
okay.
That's what spins the main rotor.
Okay.
But they're tied both. They're the same.
Yep. Oh, they're spooling up the engines now.
Yeah. He's changed the engine.
Wow.
And there's exhaust coming out the side. That
means wow. Can you see that?
Yes.
Does it look like a vapor or something?
It was just an initial thrust of
black smoke. Wow.
And then it's clear now. There's no smoke.
Wow.
Even with the new ones, it's still the lowest. Like Boeing and all them.
Very cool.
He's throttling the engine up. He hadn't engaged, he's just throttling it up.
Uh-huh. I guess they have to reach a certain RPM before the rotors kick in.
Right. There it is here.
Oh, wow. That's the rotor?
No, that's the engine changing, putting the...
Wow.
That, it's sucking air in. It's turning
Holy
that jet turbine.
Holy cow.
because those are actual jet engines. You could put it in an airplane.
Now the intake for those engines are
right
where?
Right above the wheel struts.
Okay, okay.
At the very top. That's one engine, now he's fired up the second engine.
Yeah, so oh, wow. So they don't fire them up in unison. Oh, my gosh. What is that? What was that? That's the second one?
Yeah, that's the second engine coming up.
What was that popping before?
It,
was
it sounded like a little air
it did.
Popping. Like a little backfire.
Yeah.
There you go. He's up the power.
Is everybody aboard already?
Yeah, except one guy, the crew chief. He's the sergeant.
Inspect everything.
He's got to stand outside the aircraft to make sure there's no debris or nobody in the way.
Wow.
The pilots can't see around the aircraft. All they can see is look forward.
Right.
Well, they're moving everybody.
And then they have a co-pilot, too.
Yeah. Pilot, co-pilot. And one's a lieutenant, one's a warrant officer, uh-huh. And then the sergeant is the crew chief. He's the one that's in charge of the aircraft.
Wow.
Rodney Campbell, Andy Worthy, all them are going to be working on CIVs.
For the maintenance and upkeep and all that.
It sounds like it's moving, but it's not.
No, the engines are engaged. Both jet engines are up to speed, and he's about to take power here.
I'm looking to do with this extra duty is they finally opened up Jason's watch.
Oh, really? So I quit smoking finally. Throttling up again. Here we go.
Sounds like he's got both engines up
his feet now. Uh-huh. Sounds like he throttled one up a little bit more or something there.
Man. Oh, rudder's engaged right there.
The hiss of all that air is just amazing.
Yeah. Rudders are coming up to speed. You should start to feel some wash getting about now.
Uh-huh.
Besides the breeze.
Yeah.
It's a lot quicker than that.
Yeah, not
they'll, yet. They'll have them already tracked ready and they start.
But he's still got to pitch them, right? He doesn't pitch them until he's ready to take off.
There we go.
Yeah. So he pitches them up or pitches them down?
It's like the airplane wing. He pitches and it bites the air. So
it pushes it down.
Yeah, he would push it down to engage the air and bite the air enough to give him lift.
This is amazing.
Here we go.
It won't be long now.
Hear that whine there?
Yes.
That's him hitting the. There you go.
Wow.
Now we're going to see some whine. He's ready for takeoff. The crew chief is getting his gear up to get in the airplane.
Oh, landing gear?
No.
Oh, what?
It's a wire.
Oh, yeah.
Off the ground.
Yeah. Wow.
He's got his that back wing that is all the way tilted up.
Uh-huh.
All the way.
Uh-huh.
So it's
all the air goes underneath.
Right.
There we go.
To give it air.
There's the rotor wash. So all he has to do now is
give it a little bit more power and push forward. There you go.
Wow. So it'd be like up and forward at the same time.
At the same time. And when he hovers, he takes that stick and he makes little circles.
Oh, really?
And that's how you hover.
Oh, wow. You just leave the throttle where it is.
Yeah, you just
do it like that.
Right, just
almost tiny. Like
a little tiny. You do it like that, you'll be all over the place. There's the preservation.
Gotcha.
All right, he's applying stick. You can actually see the rotor's tilt.
Wow. Oh, you can hear the, I can hear the difference too.
Yeah, you hear the bite of the air.
Wow. Yep.
So the actual rotor will straighten out and lift up like a. There you go.
There you go. Yep. Straight up.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Directly over our head right now. He's just moved off.
Yeah, I hear that. Yep. Wow. I hope he does a flyby.
He's got almost 45 degree altitude and nose down. Straighten
it
right back up.
He circled to the left. He's going the other direction.
He's going back toward.
Is he going to circle?
That. I don't know.
I don't know.
I hope he flies by. I hope he flies by. He's got to buzz us. That's too cool.
I closed my eyes 100 times. He decked 100 times.
Oh, you didn't even look.
I did.
Hey, Kev. Because I've ridden on a Huey. Just be here and try and get the Air Force camera to see one there.
Yeah.
Especially the medical ones compared to the just the regular.
They did 2 flybys last year. I'm hoping they'll come back.
Is that cool?
Here we go. He's going to. I thought I heard him.
Yeah, he should be.
Yep, here he comes.
Yeah, normally they all of them took off.
Here he comes, man. Gonna be good. Oh, that wasn't as good last year. He was a lot lower. He just came right overhead. I mean, it was so fast and so sudden.
Hey, when he went by, he did. He tilted the aircraft left, right, waving.
That's cool. Oh, yeah, the flyby was much better last year.
Might have been the pilot, too. That different pilot.
How's that? Oh, yeah.